Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Here we go. It's a Friday. We are packed with good stuff for you today. My name is Chad Hartman. I'm looking at Dave Harrigan. We are here. What's the station called again?
The Good Neighbor.
Real Radio.
WCCO.
Do we need another jingle here?
We could never have too few jingles.
You're the jingle master.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Dad.
Brad Lane is very good with the promos. Why don't you guys come together right now and come up with like a hokey, you know, I once was a part of the show, a show called Chad and Barrero.
Really?
I play Chad.
Interesting.
And we had these jingles. Chad and Barrero on AM 1130, The Fan. And then there was one, Chad Barrero. You know, I mean, it was just so unbelievably hokey, kitschy. But like now, I don't know, does The Fan still have them? Closed Circuit to Abbott, Barrero, Swedberg, Commons on the air right now. Waiting for me to send him Palm Desert restaurant reservations and San Diego recommendations. I told you off air, I asked Major, I go, a friend of mine, Common, he's going out west, he's going to San Diego. Major sends me like a thesis on where to go in San Diego. It's so kind, so great, so thorough. Maybe we need the hokey, you know, the very hokey over the top, or maybe you could just do it. You're capable of that.
I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, why don't, who needs Brad?
A lot of people have said that over the years.
Mm-hmm. As Jim Cott once said, he's somebody. Because his management, he's a propeller head.
That's right.
Propeller head. Is that the word? Maybe next week. Well, are you back for leading up to January 1st?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe next week we have to go with like year-end awards on the show.
Well, maybe every dictionary. You know, we've got like 12 dictionaries that have given their word of the year
now. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we need a Chad Hartman show that, word of the year.
That's one of them. Right now, propeller head is a strong, strong favorite, right?
It's the leader in the clubhouse, unless somebody comes up with something great in the next week.
Yeah, from Jim Cott, right? Now, we could go with a lot of words Susie comes up with during news updates, but then we would have to go back and find them. We have a chance for you to win John Mulaney tickets. If you told me today I could see any comedian in America, if Eddie actually goes back on tour, and he's not, but Eddie in the Eddie Doc, which I would highly recommend, has talked about it, Eddie would be one. Then tied for second are Chappelle and Mulaney. And so right now, Eddie's not on tour. So if I could see anybody in comedy, it's either Chappelle, who's on the Mount Rushmore of stand-up comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And John Mulaney, whose rise to fame the last, what would you say, 6-7 years?
Yeah, about that.
Is remarkable, including when he had to go away and deal with his drug abuse.
And then did perhaps maybe his best special right after that about going away
about the drug abuse. So all you have to do is call right now and make me laugh. It's very simple. Now, we had it on Wednesday. Thursday, we showed how generous this show is. This show was willing to give the responsibility to Jason to Russia. And I had no problem with what Jason did. You know, He was a stickler. You know, he had to decide if he really genuinely wanted to laugh. And he waited until the last caller. And by the way, if he didn't laugh for that person, we would have just rolled it over today. 60 seconds. You call in at 651-461-9226. It's very simple. You call in at 651-461-9226. You can tell a story. You can tell a joke. You could even repeat one that maybe you told early on Wednesday, and I forgot, and I didn't laugh Wednesday. Maybe I'll laugh today. I don't know. In fact, we've even got a little open for this. Dave, while you're talking to callers, can you hit the open? Let's see if he can do that. Go ahead. Fire it. Here we go.
Five contestants, 1 minute each. Who will win tickets to see comedian John Mulaney at the Armory? All they have to do is...
Make John laugh!
There we go. It's very simple. John Mulaney is a brilliant comedian. You know, from just his stand-up to his quasi-talk show to when he hosts SNL, maybe the most famous episode of The Bear ever a couple years ago when chaos was happening with the family and John Mulaney there, which made me think, Dave, I'm not going to be shocked if John Mulaney shows us greater acting chops down the line.
That would be fun.
I mean, we've watched a lot of comedians who we thought were just comedians. And then they would show us their serious acting skills. Robin Williams, right? Steve Carell. Bill Murray. After seeing John Mulaney in that very famous episode, and then last year's, which was immensely better than season three, The Bear, season one, great. Season two, phenomenal. Season three, Season four, very good. And Mulaney might be the guy who can he can do serious stuff. Should we try to squeeze in a break here?
I think we should get right to it.
You think we should get right to it?
I think we got these people waiting.
Okay.
They've got everything ready. It's in the holster. We got to let them go.
It's in the holster. Can I also say this? And we're about to get to Andrew, Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian.
We hope we get to, Andrew doesn't hope we get to all of them.
That's good. Very good point. Very good. Thank you. I also want you to text me right now if you're not playing this game. We did this a month ago. We're doing it again. We're going to do this periodically. After yesterday's news of staggering fraud, according to Joe Thompson, over $9 billion of fraud. Who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? Who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? A guy who might be is on today. Chris Maddle at 2:35. In your opinion, not who you want, who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? I don't want calls. I just want texts on this. 651-461-9226. We're going to play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This game monthly until we get the election next year. Okay, now back to our game. Let's bring Andrew in the conversation. Andrew, we have Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian. You know what they're thinking? They're thinking, I hope Andrew's not funny.
I hear what they're saying, but this joke kind of goes back to my mom, who does good spinanoli jokes.
Oh, All right. I'm willing to laugh at a Sven and Only joke. So go ahead. You're on the clock.
Sven and Only walking through the beautiful meadow. They come across all these beautiful buttercups. They start picking up all these buttercups, and all of a sudden the sky opens up. A booming voice goes, "Sven and Only, for picking all these buttercups, you shall go without butter for a whole year." And they turn to each other, and they say, "Well, it's a good thing we weren't picking the pussy willow."
I went blue and left.
Tough to go without Willow for a year.
Yeah, Willow.
Nailed it.
Wow, right out the gate.
Right out the gate. Did you Nailed laugh? It. Were you prepared to laugh, Dave Harrigan?
I did not laugh.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to break, but then you broke.
I did because...
My mom would always say it, too.
Yeah. I mean, mom.
That joke coming from mom.
Mom.
Is
mom normally fairly... I think, in all sincerity, if you would not have added mom before, I don't...
You get the visual.
I don't think I would have laughed because I was thinking of your... I had the visual of your mom. Just a classic, safe, Boone and Erickson, Sven and Only joke. And all of a sudden we go to below the Mason-Dixon area.
A lot at the bar.
Yeah, very good. Andrew, I'm sorry... To Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian. I'm sorry. That's how the game works. So sometimes, you know.
Yesterday we went through all five.
Yeah.
Today the leadoff hitter knocked it out of the park.
And we've also, nobody, and rolled it over.
That's true.
Okay, Andrew, are you a Mulaney fan?
You know, I'm a good, love the comedians. I've not seen them. I love the idea you went to rehab. I think I can relate to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, fantastic. You got to stay on hold because I need to bring in a special guest here. Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Now, among the more infamous comments Adam Robert Carter said is, I think we were talking soup, right? Like if you've got any soup, and I contend that chicken tortilla is the greatest soup of all time.
You might be right.
And then I am right. And then you chime in and said, you know, makes the best chicken tortilla soup. And I'm ready for, like, you know, some authentic, true place.
Cheese, yeah. Maybe.
Okay. And you go Costco.
Yeah, Kirkland.
You go Costco. Now, I will say this. When we go to the Western office, we think, let's go to the Costco. So I would say Kathleen and I, half dozen times, have specifically looked in the Palm Springs, Palm Desert area Costco's.
Nope.
No
chicken tortilla soup out there?
No chicken tortilla soup?
That's Tex-Mex area.
Yeah. Oh, didn't realize Donald Trump had joined the conversation.
Thumbs up on the taco bowl. I mean, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Everybody did that.
Yes. That was
so good. So the lovely Kathleen, who is, I still love. She's my ex-wife. I still love her. We talk all the time. She makes phenomenal chicken tortilla soup. So I brought in some for Dave, some for you, some for me. And you came in here quickly shaking your head.
Well, I was shaking my head at that disgusting joke that that guy just told.
Yeah.
What's happened to CCO?
Yeah.
Pussy Willow, really?
Yeah. You would have laughed.
Boone and Erickson never would have said that.
It helped that it was from the mom,
yeah.
Right? Have you tried the soup yet?
Second best chicken tortilla soup I've ever right behind Costco. No, it was tremendous.
Yeah.
And the bread, it's bread and soup together. I don't know what it is. Just a big chunk of bread to dip in soup.
It's like the three of us. The three of us get along so well.
Yeah.
Who's the bread? Who's the soup? I don't know.
I don't know.
We feel like you're the bread. We're the soup. You're the bread. Because you're kind of the interloper.
Yeah.
I'll be the bowl.
You'll be the bowl?
Yeah. I'm holding everything.
I was going to say, a critical piece of the equation there.
Where do we stand on the bread bowl?
I like a bread bowl.
What soup do you think of with a bread bowl?
A chowder.
I think of a chowder also. Now, where are we? Are we the Manhattan chowder or the
New
traditional?
England.
I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah, white.
Typical of you again. White.
<That's right>.
Why? How many more white commentary?
Right. Ice, baby.
Exactly. You, which soup?
I think a good seafood chowder, or can I say corn chowder?
Yeah.
How about a lobster bisque? Like a lobster bisque.
Okay, I didn't realize Lovey had joined the conversation here.
The Hamptons?
Lobster bisque, very, very good. Are you a big bisque guy?
What is a bisque?
Creamy
soup?
I don't know, but it souns like it's going to be better. Like, should we use bisque? You know what I had today?
A bisque.
Peanut butter and jelly bisque.
Bisque. It's a rich, creamy soup typically made with shellfish.
Shellfish.
Especially lobster.
Very good.
You can have a tomato bisque, too.
Sure. Yeah. Even though you were highly, highly, highly critical of Governor Walz today, I still saw endless text to you. About time. Or you're just saying this for
somebody
cover.
Somebody said no. Or no, just somebody said, hey, are you going to say anything about, like, yeah, I said the whole first half hour.
Exactly. And you've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah.
This flat-out lie that let's just deal with these three shows, 9 to 6, have not been talking about the fraud story. It's a clown show. So I'm about to look at the text. If you had to guess today, who will be the governor of this state January of 2027? Who would your guess be?
Today I'd say Lisa Damoth.
Lisa Damoth.
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan, your guess is?
Tim Walz.
My guess is one of the two of you, and it's Tim Walz. Today and going forward, I see no scenario where I can vote for him for this amount of fraud. I don't think I can. I don't. Now, as you said, if it's my pillow guy, I mean, that whack job, then they just shut the Republican Party down.
Honestly.
Just, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't put a candidate out there who has chance to win with the guy who has a $9 billion fraud anvil around him, along with people just tired of him, then move on.
Yep.
Try something different. Just put somebody out there who, yes, is conservative. Of course, he or she is conservative, but appeals to centrists like the three of us who are like, give us somebody we can vote for. All right, we got to go.
Yeah. Good soup.
It is good.
Great job, Kathleen.
Yeah, good job. Not Costco. Keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Next year, maybe.
Exactly. I'm going to talk Aquarius. I'm going to talk water. I'm going to talk the best out there, the Kinetico water treatment system. Man, I go to it every morning. I'm not kidding. And by the way, Kathleen has it too. I bet she used that great Kinetico water in preparing the tremendous chicken tortilla soup that she made. So whether it's for drinking, whether it's for that insipid coffee that you people, let's go with the you people card here. Maybe hot chocolate. Dave provided me with some hot chocolate today. He's provided me with a series of holiday gifts, since why I love Dave Harrigan. I love that guy who just left. I'm so lucky to work with people who I care for immensely. Aquarius, earning the right to be recommended. What a good company. Everybody I deal with at Aquarius, it's just a good person. They started in 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. Whether it's that great Connecticut water system where you can save up to 25% right now, or the water softener, or helping out your utility room, they're great people. I trust them 100%. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.